ربي لا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is a dua of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, in which he says, ربي لا تخزني يوم يبعثون. Oh Allah, don't disgrace me on the day when you will resurrect all the people, on the day of Qiyamah. From there we see that a great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam got worried what is going to happen, and he is worried that Allah must not disgrace and humiliate him. So how much more worry shouldn't we have? When he was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, and he has got so much worry. But today if we think for ourselves, perhaps we don't even think of the day of Qiyamah. We don't think of the qabr, which is, it comes in a hadith sharif, a person will think of his maut in one riwayat 20 times a day. Then Allah will give him the maut of a shaheed. But we don't think of our death, we don't think of the day of Qiyamah, and that is what we are living for our akhirat. And that is what we have to prepare. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is referring to that day and is making dua to Allah Ta'ala, which we should also make, that Allah don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Also a very good dua to read, about 20 times a day it comes. Allahumma a'inni ala ghamaratil maut wa sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, help me on the difficulties of maut and sakarat at the time of maut. That's also a difficult time when maut comes to a person, and that a person remains steadfast on iman. Oh, only if Allah helps us can we get that help. So we should beg for that help. And the other dua to remember maut, an easy dua, is Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Oh Allah, give me barakat in my maut and barakat after my maut. If a person reads that 25 times a day, he has remembered maut 50 times, because it comes twice in there. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. So he's remembered maut two times. So 2 times 25, 50 times. So inshallah that person will get the maut of a shaheed. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. It will be a day when all your wealth won't help you, and neither will your children help you. Everyone will be in nafsi alam, worried about themselves, what is going to happen to me. So much so, it comes in the hadith, that even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will say, nafsi, idhab ila ghayri. The followers will come and say, help us today. That day will be so hard and so difficult. Allah have mercy on us. And Allah let us become His true friends. And truly we obey Him. Then inshallah, in that case, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make it easy for those people. But even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will say, I'm worried of myself. Go to somebody else to ask for help. Till they will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will intercede by Allah Ta'ala. That is also just to start the proceedings of the day of Qiyamah. So we can imagine what a difficult day it will be. So يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Yes, that person won't have any problem who comes with قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, a good, healthy, spiritual heart. Just as we know that if we got a biological, physical heart which is sick, if our arteries are blocked, or if anything like that, we got problems in the heart, we know that person's life is at stake. He needs urgent attention. So more than that is what we need for our spiritual heart. Because dunya's life compared to the akhirat is not even 2 minutes of one day of the akhirat. In this world, we all worry a lot about our dunya. And we want everything of the best, our health, if anything goes wrong, we want immediate attention, etc. But the biggest worry that we should have is the worry of akhirat. That what will happen to me in the akhirat. Yeah, we worry about ourselves also, we worry about our children also, and we worry about our children, more we worry of their dunya. that they must get a good education, they must be set up well in the dunya, they mustn't have difficulty. But few of us worry about the akhirat. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his dying bed and he had 9 daughters. So Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa of the time, came to him and told him that I will issue your pension from the state so that you get your pension. So he says, you can see I'm going to die now, what I'm going to do with a pension? He says, that is why I want you to give you a pension, because after you die it will automatically go to your children, your daughters, and then they'll have at least something to which they'll get as a pension. So he said I've already taught them Surah Waqiyah. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads Surah Waqiyah every day, Allah will relieve him of poverty, of want and need. So at night if we read it, so we should try and read Surah Waqiyah also. For us, if we are worried of our children, read it regularly. Allah will see to them. So that will be a day when our wealth won't help us, our children won't help. Only a person who comes with qalbi saleem, a good healthy heart. And a good healthy heart is spiritually that we have to test it. Just like our heart, we go for a lipogram, for example, where they test the cholesterol, they test the good fats, the bad fats, etc. And according to that, then they tell you whether you need medication, you need to go for a angiogram, whether you have to go stress EGC test, everything further. First they look at your blood results, what those results say. So similarly, we have to do a biological, a spiritual test for our spiritual heart also. And that also the Quran Sharif has explained. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayh, and these are all the talks of our Shaykh which he has taught us, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that we have to do a spiritual test. And just like in a lipogram, 5 things are tested. So for the spiritual heart also, and especially those of us who have come for our Islah, with that in mind, we should pay much more attention. All of us should pay attention. We are all in need of it. But really those who have come, freed their time, are spending 40 days in order to do the spiritual health treatment and spiritual upliftment, we should pay even more attention. So the 5, and from here also we understand that there is qalbi saleem, a healthy good heart spiritually, and there is qalbi saqeem, a sick heart. So like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said on one occasion, inni saqeem, I am sick. And they wanted him also to join them for the idol worship and to go out of town, like we go for Eid namaz, Eidgah, we go out of the town, we make Eid namaz. Like that, they also had something on a day when they used to go out, but he did not, he'd go, he said, I am sick. That means that I'm sick spiritually of what you people are doing, worshipping idols, etc. So a health, it's very necessary that a person should have a healthy heart. And now for the healthy heart, the 5 tests which Allama Alusi in his famous tafsir kitab, which he has given, Ruhul Ma'ani, he says there, the first test to see whether our heart is spiritually healthy or not is, and he says it also according to the tartib of the Quran Sharif, Alladhi yunfiqu ma'lahu, first is ma'l. So he says, الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي الْبِرِّ. The first sign that a person has got a good spiritual heart is that he's spending his money in good causes. And this also needs a lot of detail, but briefly, the first thing, are we spending money at all also? Many of us, Allah save us, forgive us, help us, that we are too stingy to spend money. Sometimes a person becomes so stingy that he doesn't want to spend on the family. He doesn't want to spend on himself also. So stingy a person becomes. So a person should be spending. But then again, when we spend again, it shouldn't be extravagantly. We shouldn't be extravagant. And we shouldn't spend our money in wrong places. Israf, we spend our money in wrong places. Tabdir, we spend more than what is necessary. We need a pair of shoes. We can get a pair of shoes for 250 rand, for example. We go and buy a shoe of 800 rand. That is now wastage. That we shouldn't do. And that applies to us also and our children also. At the same time, we shouldn't be penny wise and pound foolish. Go and buy a cheap shoe, and before we know what, it's broken already. We have to go and buy good quality, but don't buy. And today, price is not for quality. Price is for fashion. And price is for brand names. So that we should avoid. The brand names, fashion also we should avoid. And spending that extra money on it, that also we should avoid. Today you buy a pair of jeans, levis, and the one that is torn and patched because it's fashion, it's some designer name, you pay so much more for a torn jeans. Now that is total wastage. So we should see that we spend our money correctly. The first thing that we should spend, and we should spend our money in good causes. And the best charity is at home. Not to waste on the family members, but to spend nicely, freely on the families. And then after that, other good causes, whichever good cause, masjids, madrasas, for students of deen, for ulama, for the widows, for the poor people, to have wells dug, etc. Now in Ramzan, mashallah, how many people are seeing to the iftari of so many people? How many people are seeing to the complete sehri and iftari in different places? So to spend our money in good causes. That is the sign that a person has got a good healthy heart. And as we do each one, give ourselves marks. Like for example, out of 10, how much do I spend my money in good causes? Do I spend it all in the first place? And if I am spending, then how much will I give myself? 2 out of 10, 5 out of 10, 8 out of 10. See, and then we can see whether we really need treatment. Like we do, we have a lipogram done, a blood test. It goes to the doctor. Doctor will say, you have to come see me immediately. You are in a very serious condition. Or doctor will tell you on the phone, now everything is all right. Just carry on with your exercises, for example. Watch your diet, for example. Maybe you don't need treatment at that time. So let us also see for ourselves. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be announced, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Read your report. Your report that will come out, you yourself can see that whether you have passed or failed. So also it comes, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock is taken out. So let us take stock of ourselves now. Let us check our report. Now we know the test that we have to see, how much are we spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. How much are we spending for our family generously. And the more a person is generous, the more Allah Ta'ala gives a person. And if you are, and this also, don't look at the amounts that we are spending. Look at the percentage we are spending. Because a rich man may be spending 50,000 rand, but it may be only 0.5% he's spending, or 1%. A poor man may be giving 50 rand, but he's spending from there 5%, 10% of his money. So see the percentage, not the amount that we are spending. Then we can deceive ourselves, I'm giving so much. But if we see it in relationship to the percentage, then we will understand how much we are spending. So that is the first test, and give ourselves marks for that. The second test is to see if we got a good healthy heart. الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. That person who guides his children towards the truth. That is, he gives them dini ta'aleem, and very important together with dini ta'aleem, dini tarbiyat also. He gives them Islamic education, so that they know their Rabb, they know who Allah is. That is only from Islamic education. From any type of education, they will never teach you who is your creator, who is your nourisher, sustainer, all that they will never teach you. This is only in Quran and Hadith. And then again, all the other rights, the rights of parents, the rights of the wife, the rights of the husband, of children, how to bring up children, the rights of neighbors, all this is only Islamic education. And for that, for nurturing, a very, very effective way is to have ta'aleem in the house every day. And there are many kitabs we can have ta'aleem from. For example, which the madrasa, the Khanqa has prepared, Maulana Musa Kaji, Damat Barakatum has prepared on aqaid, on ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq, all the aspects coming there. So if we do the ta'aleem at home and we use the ta'aleem as a springboard to tell our children whatever we want to tell them. Like that, if we just tell them directly something, nowadays our own children get offended. They give us dirty looks. How they look at their parents when you tell them something. But from the ta'aleem, you use that and you can just say, see mashallah, the buzurgs of the past, what they were doing. Or the present day buzurgs also. Mashallah, what they are achieving, how much they are doing, we should also try. So continuously like this, about 5-10 minutes ta'aleem in the house will help the tarbiyat of the children tremendously. And it will bring Allah's nur in there. In fact, Allah refers to ta'aleem of the house as a great ni'mat of His. وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُلْنَا مِنْكُلْنَا مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That remember that great favor that in your houses tilawat of Quran and hadith, hikmat, is being taught. So this is what ta'aleem is, Quran Sharif and hadith Sharif. So we should try to do that. Also on that give us marks. How much are we giving our children Islamic education? How many cases presently there are? We read stories about this, about incidents like this. Now we're seeing it with our eyes. The parents went out of their way to make the son a doctor, for example. He became a doctor when he came back. He says to the granny, for example, you need to be in a med hospital. And you tell the father, you are not worth anything. You are useless. You are not worth anything. So that education which makes a child like that, what is the use of that? For a little while in this world, we outwardly may seem to enjoy. But when the reality will hit us, then we'll know what the consequences were of our own doings. So that is the second test. The first one, to see that we are spending our wealth in good causes. Secondly, that we are educating our children correctly according to deen, and we are nurturing them, making their tarbiyat also correctly. Ta'aleem alone is not enough. There must be tarbiyat also. The third thing is, الذي لا يكون في قلبه الأقائد الباطلة. There mustn't be wrong beliefs in his heart. Today that also, with our children going to university, etc., other environments, they are getting involved in so many things. And one textbook on philosophy, the very first chapter which is being taught at universities, the first chapter is, did we create God or did God create us? In other words, we're just imagining there is a God, there is no God. That He didn't make us. We're just imagining there is God and He controls everything. And the doubts they put from the title of the chapter. By the time the child, that youngster, has read a few pages, he's got doubts about Islam, about his Iman. Even if he's a Christian and he believes in Jesus Christ, which is also wrong. But there also he will get doubts. A Jew will get doubts. Everyone, they want to make all what is called secular. We must be secular people. And secular really means, whether it's a secular state, secular education, everything minus Allah in the equation. That Allah got no place in any equation. Allah didn't do anything. Allah does not exist. Allah doesn't do anything. Na'uzu billah, thumma na'uzu billah. That is what they teach. So we have to see that the wrong beliefs which are coming in our children today. How many of our youngsters we hear that at university, they not only that they have become Shias, but they are promoting Shia beliefs. They are distributing the CDs and the literature of the Shias, etc. Also of Qadianis, of Salafis, etc. This is becoming common. So we should see the third sign, to see that our children, that our heart, we have got a qalb salim, a good, healthy, spiritual heart, is that there mustn't be wrong beliefs in our hearts. And then also what is common as far as wrong beliefs are concerned are superstitions. Many people have still got a lot of superstition. For example, if the cat runs across the road, we got a superstitious belief that an accident will take place in front. The cat running, where can that control about accidents or anything? all good and bad. وآمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. So all whatever happens is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala, not by the cat running across the road or a cat is meowing at night and we say that by tomorrow morning we are definitely going to get news of that somebody has passed away. The poor cat, it's meowing at night. What has that got to do with somebody passing away? Passing away is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have got lot of superstitious beliefs. Many of us, we even say that if you go to an amil, then you must have yaqeen on his ta'wees. Or we say that a certain hakeem or certain medicine, I got lot yaqeen on that medicine. Now our yaqeen must be only on Allah Ta'ala. We can take the treatment of a hakim, no problem. We can take the treatment of a amil, if he's a genuine amil and he's doing the right things, not anything wrong. But your yaqeen must never be there. That is a sabab. Yaqeen must be only on Allah Ta'ala. If our yaqeen is on an operation, yaqeen is on medicine, then we've got wrong beliefs in our heart. If our yaqeen is that my shop is sustaining me, my job is sustaining me, we must open shop, work, it's permissible. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did business also before he became a Nabi. And also we can work, it's encouraged, we must work. But don't put your yaqeen must be only on Allah Ta'ala. So we have to make sure, give ourselves marks on that also. How much is my yaqeen and my trust on Allah Ta'ala? If our yaqeen is on these things here, a shop, job, medicine, all operation, etc., then what is the meaning of that? It is like one person who is a paralyzed person. He tells another paralyzed person, you jump on my back and across this very busy freeway at peak traffic time, I will take you across. He can't go across himself. Where is he going to take somebody else? Or one blind person tells another blind person, I will take you across this very busy freeway now. He's blind himself, he can't see. How is he going to take somebody? We are helpless ourselves. Power is only in Allah's hands. So how can one helpless person help another helpless person? Only Allah can help. Nobody else can help. If we say that the medicine gives shifa, it is only in the hands of Allah. But that medicine also says, as long as I'm in the bottle, I can't give you shifa. You have to take me and put you in your mouth. And you have to drink water and swallow me. So the medicine just in the bottle can't give you shifa. If you take it, and then when you took it also, it can't give you shifa unless Allah puts shifa in there. So, Bhai Abdul Wahhab Sahab, Amit Barakatuhum, he stresses a lot when we open our shop, when we go to job, refresh our yaqeen. That, Ya Allah, the shop is not giving me rosy, only you give rosy. Ya Allah, my job doesn't give rosy, only you give rosy. You're taking your medicine, no problem. But take it with the yaqeen, Allah is giving shifa, and say that, Ya Allah, this medicine can't give shifa. If you will put shifa in it for me, I will get shifa. This operation can't give me shifa. Only if you give me shifa, I will get shifa. So that is the third sign of a healthy heart. And each one, see how much have we got that yaqeen, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. The fourth sign is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَلَبَةِ الشَّهَوَاتِ التي تؤدي إلى النار. That a person must not have so much of lust in him, desire of woman in him, desire of sex, that it takes him to haram. Just see how beautiful and balanced the tafsir is. We must have desire, otherwise we won't have children from our wives, but it mustn't go beyond the wife. Or beyond your halal wife, don't let your lust take you into haram. And that is whether it's in the actual act and physically, may Allah save us all. Or whether it is with the eyes that we are looking at other women. Whether we are fantasizing and thinking about having relations with other women, etc. All that also is our heart clear of that. And in that also, we all have to give ourselves marks. That how much have I got? That only my wife. I don't look at other women. I don't think about other women. And slowly, slowly, we have to train ourselves until we come to the point that even if a thought just comes, shaitan brings a thought, that we then we feel bad about it immediately. And we make dua to Allah, please, don't let these thoughts come to me. Eh? And one is, we bring such thoughts, we start thinking of all this evil, that is even worse. So a good, healthy, spiritual heart, that you don't, you must have desire, but that must be confined to your halal, jais wife. And it shouldn't go on to haram. An example of that is with Ramzan coming. You got, for example, halal samosas in the fridge, which stayed over from say iftari time, pies, etc. Now in the day you are hungry, or the housewife, there is no one else in the house, she can eat it, no one will see. But from halal she's stopping herself. But now stopping ourselves from halal, and we go outside and fall into haram. And we are looking at other women, other wrong things. We protect ourselves from halal, but we are getting involved in haram. So that is the fourth sign that we have to see whether we have got a healthy heart or not. And then the fifth sign is الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that only Allah is in his heart. That is the height of it. That a person works so much, دِلْ مَيْرَا هُو جَائِنْ إِكْ مَيْدَانِ هُو, my heart becomes an empty piece of ground. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. There is nothing and nobody in my heart besides Allah. And two times a person can test to himself that what is in his heart. One is when we start our namaz, Allahu Akbar. Then what is in the heart starts coming out. Let us see if we're thinking of Allah in our namaz. Even one time if we think, perhaps we don't think of Allah at all. Allah at all. And namaz, Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. But we don't perfect our namaz, so consequently, everything else we think of in our namaz, besides Allah Ta'ala. So that we have to make an effort. See how much marks we get. And the other time is, when we're lying down to go to bed, to sleep, we finished everything, whatever we had to read, you're a person, you read your Tabarak Alladhi, you make sure you read it, everything. You have spoken to the wife, discussed everything, remind me tomorrow I must do this, that. Now you have turned sides and now you are going to be sleeping. What thoughts are coming in your head at that time? Is Allah's thoughts coming in your head? The thoughts of mort and death is coming in your head? Or all other terrible, and you're sleeping with filthy and dirty thoughts at that time? That will tell you what is in your heart. At that time, you can take this, you can scan your heart, take an x-ray of the heart to see what is in my heart. So these five tests, and those who have come to spend a 40 days, Ramzan particularly, and all of us, we are, including myself, all of us, we have to check ourselves on this. Because at the time of death, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, what is in the heart is going to be taken out, not what is on our tongue. So we have to see that our heart is correct. So what are the five things again, briefly? The first is that a person who spends his wealth in the correct, he spends in the first place, and then he spends it in correct things. Not in weddings, not in building big homes, not extravagance in cars, cell phone, watches, all the, but in good things he spends his money. And the second thing is, who guides his children towards deen. He gives them deeni education, and he nurtures and makes their tarbiyat also according to deen. Third, that there are no wrong beliefs in his heart, no superstition. And today with the dangerous situation of Shiism and Salafism and Qadianism and all this, he's careful on that. And then fourthly, that he hasn't got extra lust, he controls his lust. Only on his wife he expresses his lust, not with any other woman, neither by his eyes nor by his thoughts. And fifthly, that he has got only Allah in his heart. May Allah bless us with this. This is, now give ourselves marks and see whether I need treatment or not. If I need treatment, then maybe you have to, one person went recently to the doctor, which had a heart problem. Doctor immediately sending to the operating theater. There was no chance for him to even make a phone call home. He says, you have to go immediately. You are so serious. So we see for ourselves, if I'm so serious, take our treatment immediately. And if we are good, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But let us make sure that we have got a good, healthy heart. May Allah bless us all with this. And when we die with a good, healthy heart, inshallah. SubhanAllah.